Our litter of pups are now 5 weeks old, and they're becoming more adventurous. Testing what they can destroy with their teeth, and who they can and can't pick fights with. But above all, they're discovering what it means to be a dog. Simple play between two puppies reveals the wild ancestor within. The hunting instinct. The dominant and submissive behaviors that are essential to pack life. This is because all dogs can trace their ancestry back to the wolf. So if all dogs came from one species, then how did they end up to be so many different shapes and sizes? When we first domesticated dogs, we bred out some of the wild behaviors. And this process accidentally led to new characteristics. Colored coats, curly tails and floppy ears. Add a few thousand years of breeding from the dogs we love the most, and you have the huge variety that we see today. In theory, any dog can mate with any other dog. But practicalities get in the way. If humans were as different as a pug and a St. Bernard, then our heights would range from 2 to 31 feet tall. But there's one thing that just about every dog does. Bark. So why do they bark? Where does it come from? Wolves don't bark. They howl. Some scientists think that barking has evolved just for our benefit. So does this mean that they're talking to us? And if so, what are they saying? They seem to understand our words.
Dig, dig.
Come on, speak.
Good boy.
But can dogs really talk to us by barking?
I don't think anybody ever understands a dog. They understand you, I don't think you ever understand a dog.